There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
On Thursday, the fourth cycle of the Dubai Future Accelerators program completed with a signing ceremony. And if you're not familiar with the program, each cycle lasts 9 weeks. And the idea behind it is to pair the world's most exciting technology companies with leading government organizations. They then use Dubai as a living test bed for creating solutions to problems as varied as rubbish collection, cost cutting, and improving the health of citizens. Yesterday, we heard from Saeed Misayem Al-Falassi, the executive director of the Accelerator Program. Today we're hearing one of the recent graduates, Bodjo, who create health pods. And our producer, Georgia Tolley, spoke to the CEO, Tariq Hussain, just after he'd signed his MOU with the Ministry of Health.
First of all, it's been manufactured and designed here in Dubai. We built it from the ground up here. We designed it from the ground up here for the local market. What it does is it measures your vitals in the beginning. So basically it'll do your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your body composition, which is fat mass, muscle mass, bone density, hydration, height and weight. And it's all non-invasive. So unlike going to the doctors where you have to, you know, when they take your blood, they use a needle. We use infrared, so there's no doctors required, there's no nurses required. It's basically you step in it yourself. It's like going into a photo booth and taking a picture. We kind of do a health scan. Once you've done that scan, then that data goes to your iOS or Android device where you can monitor it. By monitoring it, it means that you're able to look at your health vitals and see the differences week on week or month on month. What we also have is a bunch of health plans as well. So let's say, for instance, you want to go on a diet, which is quite a popular thing to do over here, or you're pregnant, or you want to monitor your sleep patterns. We have specific programs for individuals based on their vitals and based on what they want to achieve. So what we give you is a nutrition plan, a training plan, and it's not just any old nutrition plan. So each of the sensors that we have inside the pod has its own algorithm, which then works out according to your own body what kind of food you should be having. So let's say, for instance, you had high blood pressure. We might recommend that you have a healthy Greek yogurt, for instance. But then we also look at your social behavior as well. And we can see where you like to eat and the places you like to go to. So rather than giving you a nutrition plan that's, I don't know, quinoa and lettuce and some carrots, we try and keep it as close as possible to what your current diet is to keep you on it for the longest period of time.
Where are we going to find these pods? Are they going to be in malls? Are they going to be in doctor surgeries? Are they going to be in offices?
So right now we've just signed an MOU with Dubai Health Authority, which enables us to put these in government entities over a period of a year for a pilot. But the idea is, and we have got some other clients booked up for August as well. So the idea is if it's going to corporations, it will go into places like pharmacies, outside a Spinners or a Waitrose, inside a mall, could be in a clinic or a hospital. So when you go into a clinic or hospital and you do your pre-examination test, the nurse normally takes around 25 to 35 minutes to do your test. With our pod, it takes about 5 to 8 minutes, and then that data can go directly to the doctor where he can monitor it. But what's also cool about the data is that if you want a doctor or a specialist or a nutritionist to monitor your vitals, you can share it with them. So they can monitor your blood pressure and blood sugar. So if there is any potential issues, they can give you a call and get you into the clinic or hospital before it becomes an issue.
So you're from the UK. So why is this pod built here in the UAE?
So our founder, Mr. Patrice, he was the fitness and performance coach for the UAE football team for 14 years. But he brought some devices over here to monitor people's performance. So that was stuff like your beats per minute, GPS, hydration. And then he very quickly found out that the tools that he was using to monitor people's performance, he could also use in the public domain to help people get fit and healthy. Why it's in the UAE and why we've done it here, 60% of the population is either overweight or obese. So it's a perfect location for something like this where we can improve the population health drastically. And the fact that it's free means that you can monitor your own health without actually having to go to a doctor. The problem with going to the doctor is that most people, when they go, they realize that once they've done their tests and they've gone to the doctor, they walk out with some medication. And people don't like that. So we're trying to change that a little bit by enabling people to monitor themselves without having to be medicated and only really go to the doctors if a serious pattern or trend is identified where they need to get a proper checkup.
You've just been through this 9-week program with the Dubai Future Accelerators. You mentioned just now that you have signed an MOU that involves putting the pods in government entities. Is that the main thing that you got out of this 9 weeks?
It's one of the things that we got out of it, but we also got onto TV in over 43 countries, got into Khaleej Time and Gulf News. So the PR that we got from this was fantastic. But more importantly, the feedback we got was really good. I mean, we got a call from IKEA in Sweden who wanted to put our pods in all their stores. They're hopefully going to be coming out very shortly when we have our production version ready in August to try one of these out, put it in their store in Sweden. If it works really well, then they can put it across different locations all over the world. I think they have over 300 stores. Other than that, we've had lots of interest from other entities from other countries, government entities even. So it's been an absolutely fantastic platform to showcase this product. And actually having the product here has helped a lot. I mean, we've had lots of delegations coming from all over the world, which means that the exposure they've given us as well has been pretty good.
And so how soon will we see these pods in government offices in Dubai?
So the date that they'll be there is mid-August.
Right, so that was Georgia Tolley talking to the gentleman behind Bodjo and Tariq Hussain. He's the CEO there, Georgia. They look pretty fantastic. You've just been showing pictures to us. Just give us a flavour of exactly what happens with the pods.
It's really, really futuristic. First of all, you go in and they're like a sort of egg, you know.
They look a bit to me like one of those photo booths. You go in and sit and
yes,
have a picture taken.
But sort of sleek and white and
a little bit sexier than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you go in and there's a big screen in front of you, and immediately it starts scanning your body.
And you stand up.
You stand up. And it shows a picture of your body, and it does things like your body mass, and it does your blood pressure. And then behind you is a chair with a sort of, I suppose, a James Bond style cuff that glows red. And you put your hand in that, your arm in that, and that takes more measurements from you. And then you clip your ankle into a little bit underneath the seat, and that reads something else.
And then they turn the voltage on.
I know, and if they decide that actually you only had 5 years left,
they just take you out of your misery. It is the most extraordinary thing. And one of the things I like the most about it is that if you wanted to change onto the next page to look at your skeleton or whatever the next thing was, you waved your hand at the screen, just like in Minority Report. It was the most futuristic thing I'd ever seen.
Like HoloLens, the Microsoft HoloLens, exactly what you do, the
you
hand gestures.
Swipe.
So what do you mean it can see straight through you, can it?
It can see through you.
George, I can already see through you.
Are you exactly?
Yeah, transparent, Georgia.
It does it with electrical currents. So you're standing, you're
how
not just standing
on
the
floor. I mean, you don't, what do you see, bones or what do you, how, so what I, detail do you go down to is what I'm asking. Could it be rude?
No. So I don't think it's actually your skeleton that you're seeing. I think it's an impression of your body,
right.
And so it's not rude at all. No, you don't need to worry. Like, you could do it quite happily in the middle of an office without feeling threatened.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
It sounds
be the next sort of photocopying, you know, various body parts. This will be
the printout
everybody wants.
But it's interesting you've brought that up, because when those sort of 3D body scans, do you remember scanning in the airport and people got very nervous?
Yeah, exactly, about what people were seeing.
Just from a modesty point of view, because that's very public, isn't it? I'm glad you compared it to Minority Report, because having a look at that video and those pictures, it does feel like something from a movie. Do you know what I mean? It's got that feeling to it.
It's extraordinary. And the idea, of course, is that you go into it before you're ill. And so you go into it once a week, and it builds up this picture of your health. And if you want to, you can have it connected to your doctor, and it will flash a message to your doctor if over a period of 3 months, all of a sudden, your blood pressure goes up. So it's preemptive healthcare, which, of course, is this new trend.
For more serious disease, I mean, it's not going to help Brandy with her current cold, for instance. It would be predicting that she was about to get...
But it could have noticed a spike in temperature beforehand, what George is saying.
Possibly,
it could have been like, well, your temperature's rising. Do you know what, those 3 or 4 days before you get proper ill, when you just feel a bit off, you know, your throat's a bit scratchy, whatever it happens to be. And that's the point, I suppose, if you rest and you dose yourself up with vitamin C, you end up being ill for 2 days rather than a week.
Yeah, but you know what it's like. We come in at ridiculous times in the mornings. They'll install one in the office. And if you say you're going to come in sick, no, sorry, you come into the machine first. Just prove it. You're not sick. You go on air.
How much
they cost, Georgia?
We could get one in the office.
How much are they?
I actually didn't ask how much the price was, but they didn't look cheap.
They're going to be rolling out, aren't they, later in the year?
I mean, they're talking about, well, they're going to be in all the government offices, but I don't think we qualify for that.
Well, maybe, thank goodness, but there's a fascinating bit of kit.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.